Tonight I'm joined by Gaz Olden and Michael Fox, and they're from a new Coventry men's group called Roots. So, hello boys, how are we?
I'm not too bad, yourself?
Good afternoon, Clive.
Gaz, me and you go way back, because early in the year you came on my show, I think when I first started doing this, because you was doing something fantastic. You walked from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium to the CBS.
I did, back in June of this year.
So it wasn't when I first started doing it. It's been doing this for years, so that's okay. it took you about, was it about 5 days, wasn't it?
It was. It was 5 days to get back to Coventry. And then on the sixth day, I walked with a group of friends for that final leg to the CBS.
Which is brilliant. And you wanted to raise £500. And I remember you sit telling me on the phone that, oh, you hope you can get £500. But we just did it over £500 when you was on the show. So how much did you raise?
£4,200 in total in the end.
Wow, £4,200. And you did that for a group in Coventry, and the group was Dynamo Project.
It was, yeah.
And that was helping people with addiction, and you gave the money to them, and they just moved premises, hadn't they, from the town centre to their new premises.
Up at Orsley Old Road.
That's it.
Yeah, so they're a recovery centre which have residents there, so it was to help them with their move and the service that they provide.
And since you've been on the show, I've been following them on Facebook. They just had a new cabin built, ain't they? And they've got like a recovery cabin that's got fancy lights and it looks smart.
It's really smart, where they do all their activities in there, things like the breath work and the yoga, etc. Really good.
Yoga?
I think so.
Men yoga. Oh, I'll tell you something. Can you get down a downward dog?
I wouldn't know where to start. I'll have to follow your instructions.
I don't know. I can just about balance a cup of coffee in my hand, never mind anything out like yoga. And Michael, I'll just let Gaz spend a bit of time there just talking, just to relax her, because I know you're a little bit nervous. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I've
never
been famous before.
You're not going to be famous now. There's only history of listening to it. And my mate Lee Marston on downstairs in the wards. So like I said, Michael, you started this new group called Roots. Why?
Well, there's a space, isn't there, realistically, for helping people. The issue with things of the services that are available to people is it's stretched very thin. The world's a very cruel place when it wants to be. So why not have a little bit of compassion in there? You know, help people out where we can. You know, I've been through it. I've been through the services. I've been through addiction and, you know, I'm 6 weeks sober and I'm now
brilliant,
to the point, thank you. I'm to the point of where I'm now trying to just give back a little bit. If I can help myself and help other people, why not? I don't want anyone to go down the same route that I went. It's not a nice place to be. It's dark, it's miserable. We can bring a little light to the world, why not?
So what is Roots, Gaz? So tell me what Roots is.
So Roots is a weekly men's group where we're looking to build friendship groups and a support network for men in the Coventry area. It's been born from a group called Roots of Resilience.
Yes.
Which was set up by Paul Wykes.
Yeah.
And Andy. Paul is kind of the godfather, if you will, to this. They set up Roots of Resilience, which was wild camping.
Yeah.
And mental health awareness. And they have a monthly meeting at Massive Ferguson Club. But myself and Michael attended there, and speaking with the godfather, Paul, we found out that there is much more need for this to be weekly. Not just around mental well-being, not just around recovery, about everyday kind of trial and tribulations that men face, and opening that up. So that's the idea that we've got for Roots. We're kicking it off with a guest speaker, and we're hoping to have a different speaker every month. But I say the groups themselves will still meet weekly.
So, Michael, you're going to be kicking off a guest speaker. So, do you know when? Well, obviously, you do know when that is. So can you give me the date?
Yes, it's the 21st of October.
So that's next Tuesday.
It is.
So a week today.
Yes.
What time is it?
7:30, is it? Yeah, 7:30.
Oh, yeah, I'll get the hint, mate. I'm not welcome. It's okay. I'll be here. Whereabouts is it?
It's the old Coventry Rugby Club up Tile Hill Way.
Oh, know, yes.
The KFC and the McDonald's. And
yeah, so my show finishes at 7, so I could be there.
Yeah.
Oh, unlucky for that, boys, isn't it?
Hey? We could have started a bit early and had a listening party for the show.
There's a plan. Get the listeners up, innit? Tell you something. So you say you're going to be doing a group to help men. you haven't just got to be men who are addicted to substances, addicted to alcohol. It's for anybody who's having a bit of a hard time.
Yeah, the everyday trials and tribulations of life. And unfortunately, the 9 times out of 10, men are their own worst burden.
Yep.
So, as we all know, you know, we can be very harsh on ourselves. So why not alleviate that burden a little bit by just being able to speak to somebody, open up a little bit in a safe place that you're not going to get judged. There's no issues around it. Come, say whatever, say nothing, say everything, you know, it's entirely up to yourself.
Yeah, because time's gone by. I have this conversation with, I do a monthly talking therapies with talking therapies who come into the studio, and I always say to them, big boys don't cry, do we? And men have always got to put that big shoulder up and I'm okay and I'm nothing bothers me and that lot. And it seems that men can't open up, innit? But I've noticed that we have got a lot more groups happening in Coventry. We have got a lot more people willing to help, like you said, the Dynamo Project and that lot. And Gaz, you are fantastic stall of that, because I know that you've been clean now for nearly 18 months?
It was 7 months. It was seven months on Sunday.
Which is fantastic, isn't it? And 6 weeks for yourself, Michael, which is, for people who don't know, when you are addicted to any sort of substance or alcohol, being 6 weeks and 7 months free, it's like a new life, isn't it? I mean, you look like a new man. When I see in pictures of what you put up, when you say, oh, this is me before and this is me now, you look totally different. Yeah, you still look old, but you look totally different.
I've got a face for it, yeah, definitely. But it's like you say, it's getting to know where to go for this help, though. And this group isn't just around recovery. It's not just around mental wellbeing. It's for everything, because it can be hard to try and find where to go. So if someone can come along to this group and we build a friendship, we build a network of support, that's the whole point of it, really.
Which is brilliant. And we're going to come back straight after you hear this message.
Hello, I'm John O'Farrell. I present my show at Easy Listening on a Wednesday evening. Easy for who? I hear you cry. Well, not for me, that's for sure. I've been known to lose half a stone on a bad evening. Things sometimes go wrong. Sometimes. But enough of me. It's you, the patients, we're here for, and Easy Listening is, I hope, a good description. A mix of music down all the years, some reminiscing, some stories, a bit of culture, tales of old Coventry and new Coventry for that matter. So I'm here most weeks, Wednesday evening, 5 till 6:30. Have a listen. You never know, you might get to like me.
So, yeah, that's a fantastic show. I do like John O'Farrell's show. He makes me laugh. And like I said, we are joined tonight by two fantastic people, Michael Fox and Gaz Olden, and they've just started a new group called Roots. And they got a fantastic guest speaker next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, at the Old Conventions Club in Toy Lil. Gaz, can you tell me a little bit about your guest next week?
Yeah, so next week we've got Stu Baker join us. And Stu's a Cov lad as well. He's ex-Royal Navy. He's a rugby player and prison officer, and he suffered himself with mental wellbeing, mental health issues, and suicide attempts. So he's actually written a program called The Mindset Triangle.
Okay.
And that is kind of a program to help mental wellbeing based around exercise, diet, and sleep.
This is where, when we was texting yesterday and about coming on the show and that lot, I confused myself because I said, oh, is it the mind triangle? And he was like, no, it's Roots. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I understood that. I was just playing about. But because on the poster you got, it's got mind triangle, doesn't it? So talking about the poster, so if I'm listening at home now or listening in the hospital and I think, oh, that sounds really good, where can I go to find that poster to give me more details?
So we've got a Facebook group.
Yep.
Which is Roots Men's Group.
So how are you spelling Roots?
R-O-O-T-S.
Yep, brilliant. And that's on Facebook, so you can just put in that and then it'll come up to your page.
It will.
On the picture, it's just a picture of the tree, isn't it? So it looks like a tree and it's got roots.
Logo, yeah.
That's it, which is good. So if you don't know, put in Roots, you'll see on their Facebook picture, it'd be like a picture of a tree saying Roots, and that's how you know it's them. And then what can we expect from what can I get out of it? Say if I turned up on next Tuesday and listened to the speaker and I thought, this rings a bell, this touches a nerve, I want to come along. What can I hope to get out of it?
You get out of it what you want to get out of it, I suppose. You know, if you come in open-minded and honest and, you know, and you want to actually receive something from it, I suppose it's entirely on your own mindset. You know, there's going to be people that come along and they're going to have all different views and different outlooks on it. It could be that somebody's, you know, crashed their car that day and they don't want to, like, sort of deal with that bit. So they just need a bit of help, a bit of, like, oh, what do I do? You know? That's it. And then, you know, you can go from the other side of it where people are dealing with really, really dark stuff. And, you know, and it's just a chance to alleviate themselves and, you know, unburden themselves.
And if I came 1 week, but then next week I didn't feel like I could come, and then a couple of weeks later I came back, would that be okay?
Of course, yeah. It's a completely free group. We understand, as much as people are looking for help with the trials and tribulations, as we've said, they also have lives outside of it. We're both single dads, so there are going to be weeks where we can't attend as well. So there's no level of expectation. You know, it's building that friendship group. If people are available to come, say, completely free of charge, that we'll even put tea and coffee on for you. But it doesn't mean that we'll hold you down to come every week then.
Okay. And I know from both your recoveries that having somewhere to go and someone to talk to, it really helps. Not only with recovery, but also like you said, Michael, with your mental health and that lot. So is that what you sort of like really want this group to be? To be a bit, I don't like using the word safe haven, but being a safe haven for men?
Yeah. Like, you know, we're not like sort of like therapists or anything like that, but, you know, we've all been through different things. You know, 6 weeks ago I was on Ward 32. Now I'm sitting here in front of you. Do you know what I mean? I don't think I'll be back here in this hospital so quickly. Like, but, you know, the space that I've made in them 6 weeks is unreal. You know, and if I can help somebody before they ever hit the point that I got to, why would I not? You know,
I think the other thing is as well around that. Obviously, I found a big change in my lifestyle over the last 7 months. So my kind of pool of friends has shrunk dramatically because my lifestyle has changed. You know, yeah. The people that I thought were friends were drinking partners, drinking buddies. So now I've removed that part of my life. My friendship group has shrunk. So this is an opportunity to grow that. And as I say, if we can help and support people along the way as just making friends, that's the benefit we get from it.
It is amazing, isn't it, that when you do change a little bit of your lifestyle, how things fall off. So our friends, I wouldn't say distance themselves, but they're not really friends, and you don't really need to go to see them. That makes sense. I mean, that's one of the biggest things when I left the pub trade when I was ill. People always say hello to you when you're in the pub trade, don't they?
Yeah.
But then when I went in the pub trade, they'd walk past me. And then they go, oh, he used to run a pub. Yeah. Never mind being poorly no more.
Always sort of logo like that.
Yeah. And then when my brother stopped drinking, we noticed that the friends who was real good friends, they wasn't really good friends. And you just need that, don't you? And I think having groups like this really helps, because you can make like-minded friends. And I know you got some massive plans. You told me when we was talking off air, you got something planned for next May?
Yes. So
you both look sweaty now. Yeah. Saying this.
It's a bit of an exclusive you've got from us here.
Makes it really exciting.
So what we want to do ultimately with the group as well is to be able to support men in different aspects of their life. You know, if there's people that are struggling with access to their children, be able to signpost them where to go for help for that. If they need funds for things like Christmas, etc. So we want to build a kind of support fund. So we're doing a bit of fundraising. And the idea we've got is in May next year, we're going to be walking from Coventry to Snowdon over 5 days. And then on the morning of the sixth day, we'll be climbing Snowdon. So we're at the summit, ready for sunrise.
Wow. Okay, I'll make a deal with you, right? If you can raise, let's say £4,000 like you did for your 5 days work, okay? But when you're walking to Snowdon, I'll sit in here and I'll keep giving you a plug. But when you get to Snowdon and you go up and see the sunrise, due to my how far, I won't be able to walk that far. I promise you, I'll come. So when you come back down, I'll be there and we'll try and do a live broadcast, just as long as Coventry City's not playing at home. But I'll help you and support you as much as I can. And we'll do a live broadcast from the bottom all to the top of Snowdon, as long as it's got a taxi to get me up to the top.
No,
that's
excellent.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. Coventry should be promoted by then anyway, so it wouldn't really matter to you, will it?
Coventry should be promoted. Oh, tell you something.
Jinxed it.
I know, I normally did so good because I don't normally speak it by now. Yeah, so like I said, we are joined by Gaz Holden and Michael Fox from a new men's group called The Roots. Before we let you go, when the news is on, you were telling me there's some things you want to do for the men who come along to the group and that. What was that, Gaz?
The idea behind it, we want to support any single fathers that are out there. So if we can get things like tickets donated to Compton City so they can take their kids there, we're going to look to do a toy donation drive around Christmas to help any dads that are struggling there to buy for the kids as well.
Which is brilliant. And Michael, you was whispering something to Gaz, and I earwigged a little bit and thought, next another exclusive. So not only is Snowdonia walk in May next year, you just said you wanted to start something up as well.
Yes, I want to start a bit of a fitness group around. Since I've been in recovery, I've threw myself into physical working out. I go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week, and it's done my mind just unbelievable wonders. You know, you never walk out of the gym regretting it. That's the point. So, you know, we're going to look at creating some kind of fitness group, whether that be an outdoor something or indoor. I'm not entirely too sure yet, but it's something that we're looking into moving forward.
I used to go to the gym. He's never in, so it's fantastic for me. Yeah, I'm that fit. I can't even run a bath, which is good. But boys, this is brilliant. Before we go there, there is a women's walking group which has been set up as well this year, isn't it? Can you let me know what the name of that one?
Yeah, there's a group in Charlesbrook called Women Supporting Women, and their group is also on Facebook to be found.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you are listening to this and you're thinking, oh no, it's only a men's group, there is a women's group as well. I've just gone on Facebook and it's called again Women Supporting Women. You can find that as well. But boys, so you're starting next Tuesday.
Yes.
You've got a fantastic speaker lined up, and every month you're going to have a new speaker.
Yeah, so we're going to be weekly meeting, but then every month there'll be a guest speaker.
Brilliant. So weekly meetings start at 7:30 at the Coventry...
Old Conventions.
That's in Toilil. And if you go to a webpage, which is Roots, look up that on Facebook. You also got an Instagram called Roots.
We have.
It's Coventry_RootsMen.
Which is brilliant. Boys, thank you so much for coming in. I can't thank you enough for doing things like this, because as we know, sadly, men don't talk enough and it ends all too soon. From personal experience, I know how true that is and I know how devastating it is. I seen some on Twitter yesterday. I seen a little video where someone took their life, and this bloke was saying, and it really rang home, what when you kill yourself today, tomorrow the wheel turns.
The wheel continues.
And your coffee cup's still there. The only people who hurt are the people left behind.
Yeah.
And as I lost 2 brothers to suicide, for me this is a major thing which I really want to help push. So thank you so much. Michael, well done on 6 weeks recovery,
thank
mate.
Thank you very much.
It will be hard. There's going to be trials, tribulations. But just by meeting you tonight and seeing how you were so nervous before you started talking, and now you're brilliant, I can see you're going to smash it.
Thank you very much.
Gaz, well done, mate, 7 months.
Thank you, Clive. Can I just take the opportunity, a bit of a apology as being a bad dad for this evening. I've missed my son's rugby game to be here and spend time with you. But I know he's listening afterwards. So sorry, H, that I missed your rugby game.
People might say that's really bad of you, Gaz, but let me just say something. My son got into the West Bromwich Albion CP team, and he had his first match for West Bromwich Albion in the CP League, and he couldn't go because we was doing City commentary. So he couldn't even go to his match. So both of us apologising to our sons for being right and rubbish dads, but we love you dearly, don't we, mate?
Am I the only one who did it right today? My daughter got picked up and she's listening now. Oh. Hey, Domain, love you.
Well, yes, we've got a listener online, which is fantastic. Get them figures up, that's what I say. But Gaz, I just want to say to you, mate, well done on 7 months. Please, when you get to a year, come in. And we'll have a little tea party. I'll give you a sausage roll or something.
Definitely.
And it's fantastic. Thank you both so much for doing this for the city of Coventry, and also for all the men who may be struggling. Any final words before I kick you out?
Just thank you for the opportunity to be able to wear it and get the name out there. Hopefully we can help some people.
No, thank you, mate.